Hello, good morning. My name is Jason Watson, and I'm here with my beautiful wife, Jessica Watson.
Say hi, Jess. Hello.
Yeah, we're happy to be here for the KX 93.5 Takeover. Looking to raise lots of money today to help keep this station rolling. We love listening to the station, and that's how it stays alive, is by the support of its wonderful listeners like ourselves. That's why we're sitting here.
And community.
And beautiful community. So we wanted to just, you know, get on air, play some fun music, talk about some fun stories, tell you a little bit about the stores that we work with and own. And just keep it going. I don't know. This is my first time, so I'm going to hit some stalls every once in a while, but Jason's going to keep us moving forward.
You're doing great. You're doing great. Mention the phone number. It's on that sheet of paper right there in front of you. See the colored thing?
Yes. So please call in to 949-715-5936 to pledge. That's how you're going to get in. Pledge for every $25 that you do pledge, you're going to be entered into the grand prize that they put together. They've got an awesome day and some other prizes I saw on there also, but get in, pledge $25 every time, gets you in for an option to win. So
and also you can go to kx935.com to check that out and pledge on there as well. Check out what you can win and all those fun things.
Yeah, it sounds like the website's going to be up for 5 days after tomorrow, so you can continue to pledge after the events are over. So,
hey, you guys have got a phone call already. You want to take it?
Yeah.
Let's take it. Hold on a sec. Let's make sure I can get the buttons right here. Morning, caller. You're live on the air with Jason and Jess.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Artie.
How are you?
We'd like to pledge $1 million, but we can only afford 25.
Perfect.
but we want security that we're going to win.
Yeah.
How do you trump this?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll
try to rig the...
put a golden box around your pledge or something. Or
okay.
Maybe put something sticky on it so it sticks to their fingers when they pull it out.
All right. You guys sound great. How can you be talking at the same time be on with me?
We got headphones on. We're listening to you calling.
Oh, it's delayed. You have a 7-second delay.
I don't know.
No, so no swearing, please, Jess's dad.
That sounds good.
All right.
So
thanks, Dad.
How do we pledge?
I have your number, so I got you. Covered.
I was going to say, I usually say, please just stay on the line. I'll take your details, but I think we know where you live, so we'll
okay. get you.
We'll get
All
you.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right, Artie, kicking it off for us. I think it's a good time to mention, too, that, to kick it off for Laguna Surf and Sport, myself, just took over ownership, myself, Jason Steris, and Eric John, but we wanted to kick in $100 towards the station. So we are definitely doing that. And I know Jessica at the shop,
we're going to kick in $100 too. The girls at the shop are supporting the local radio station, and we're going to give $100 too to support this fun.
Yes. So there we go. We're building a base coat. We got a couple pledges on the board, and it's just to fire you guys up to call in and keep supporting. You can obviously, we mentioned, you can do it online also. But let's have some fun. It's Thursday. It's kind of the start of the weekend these days, Thursday. So let's call in. If you want to heckle us, let's go for it. Or you want to talk, support us, great.
So maybe we'll go into our first favorite tune. This is one of Watto's favorites, Night Nurse by Gregory Isaacs.
Yeah, Night Nurse. Here we go.
Yay!
Tell her try your best just to make it quick. Pour my tin to the sink. Cause there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two.
it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of Gregory. Night nurse, only you alone can quench the shutters. I need attendance from my nurse around the clock. Cause there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy.
And hello, we're back. Night nurse, thanks for taking care of us. I think we have a caller.
Yes, you do. Hold on, here we go.
Otto.
Curly.
Mr. Alex Carter, a.k.a. Curly.
What's up, you beautiful couple, you?
You know, we're up. We're up in the station, and it is. It's a beautiful day, and we're happy. Happy to hear
from
you.
That's awesome. Yeah. Just woke up this morning. Got a hint from somebody that you two would be on the air, and I said, "Well, I got to call in, and I got to make a pledge."
Yes, Curly, and you've got a new business you've started in town. We're working together. For anybody who doesn't know, Alex Carter and his partner Ian, they've started a new program, EU Collective. Am I getting that right?
No.
Eucalyptus.
Yeah.
That was the abbreviated
version. I could have
helped
him out on that.
Thanks.
That's
why Jessica's
yeah,
here.
Eucalyptus Creative.
Thank you. Well,
yes.
You're amazing. Graphic art, advertising, you name it, you've got it covered.
That's right, Jason. And I just want to let you guys know, I want to throw down $50 for you guys.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Yeah, keep this station going.
Yes, right. Let's
love
do
to
that.
Hear the Slide Dog Surf Reports. It's good to have you guys on there. Great tunes always. So let's keep it alive.
Right on.
That's right.
So presumably you guys have got Curly's for phone number?
Yeah, I think we can find that.
All right, email, his phone number, his
We know where he lives.
All right, you've got another curl.
He's got a spare key.
Oh, we've got another call. We're popular right now.
Thanks, Curly, and we'll go to the next call.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Curly.
It's KX93.5. You're live on the air with Jason and Jess.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Minnie.
Minnie.
Hey, the Minnie Man.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Mr. William Maniacci.
How's the show going?
The show is going great. It is. It's a beautiful day. We're up in the station. It's awesome up here.
Nice. You got a little view of the water or anything?
From one window, yes, but mostly just a view of Coast Highway and all the fun that's going on. I can almost see Steve, Mr. Coach's old pad, beer pong tourney spot.
Excellent.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I was just calling in to show some support and donate to the station.
Right on.
Yes, we love that. Ms. William, thank you very much.
Yeah. What you guys been talking about?
That's right.
What have we been talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a question. I don't know what we've been talking about.
We're talking about a bunch of nonsense, actually.
The amount of coffee that's running through my veins and kind of the sweat on my palms. I'm not really sure. My memory's not kicking in, but we're having some fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. So you can pledge and donate over the phone here. We'll take your information, or you can do it online. But I think since you called in, we'll do it over the phone. What do you got for us, William Maniacci?
I've got $50 for the station today.
Nice.
Yeah,
thank
buddy.
You.
There we go. William, you're the best Volcom rep in the world, by the way.
Thank you, bro.
You're welcome.
Were you talking about any of the old days with you and Rosie having breakfast at Jolly Roger after a surf at Main Beach or anything?
No, but we can definitely talk about that.
We haven't gotten there yet. You were thinking the penguin when we thought it was fun to unscrew the salt shakers. And when we lived a block away and they came knocking on our door and told on us and said, your kids are really bad. Not. But they need to come back and do some dishes for that little trick that they played. Maybe the Jolly Roger, too. Those were good days, too. No, we haven't really gotten into a lot of stories, but there's definitely a lot in there, you know. We're just getting started.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent.
What about raising
a young family in this town?
That is definitely probably what we should focus on. That is the biggest, most wonderful thing we've got going for sure, is being able to survive and live in this town and now being able to have kids and have our friends have kids and just that whole connection and watching that whole process take place. That is probably the most beautiful and special thing we have. I definitely agree with you, William.
Right on.
As a matter of fact, my daughter will be playing with your son today.
Excellent. I know. It's crazy how that happened.
I know.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. I think we thought of it.
Yeah, you're right.
You know? But then we probably doubted ourselves there for a few years.
For sure.
Well, thanks for calling in, Minnie.
Yeah. You guys enjoy. You sound good on the air.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. You too.
All right.
Yeah, Minnie. Thank you.
Yeah. Transfer me over so I can
We got your info, so they'll call you.
Excellent.
Okay, cool.
All right, Will. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I think we're going to go into another song here. One of my favorites, Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Thank you.
right, we're back. That was a we're jamming. And
oops. That was me doing the big oops.
It's a sneak peek of our playlist.
I'm multi-failing.
That's a talent. I've got that talent too. We want to remind you guys to call in. The number again is 949-715-5936 to pledge to the station. That is the big reason why we're up here today, is to raise money to keep the station going. And not that they're going anywhere, but that is what keeps it going. So let's put some fuel in the tank. So we're waiting on some calls. While we're waiting on those calls, I thought we'd ask, you know, want to warm Jess up here a little bit and ask her a few questions. But
You've got a call.
Okay. Away. Thank you for letting me off the hook.
Oh, we got a call.
All right. Let's just see if we can go to the phone.
Hello, caller.
You're live on the air.
Hi, it's Danielle.
Oh, Danielle. How's it going?
Good. You guys are doing a very good job.
Thank you. Danielle is a part of the Next Gen ladies that are part of the community that are helping get this situation under control.
Keeping it under control,
I should say. But they're doing a really good job. And they were on the radio raising money last time. So Danielle's calling in.
Yep. So we all have to support each other.
Yes, we do. Thank you so much.
And as Mila would say, entity.
Yeah. Entity.
Well, Monroe's really been enjoying the tunes.
Oh, yeah? Monroe's dancing?
Yeah, he hasn't stopped dancing every time the song comes on.
Thanks, Monroe. Thanks for the support, bud. All right. Well, what do
we... Danielle, how long have you known Jessica?
I mean, probably since preschool, elementary school.
Yep.
All right.
Forever.
But she always said I was mean during that time, so we weren't friends, apparently.
Little
but
bossy.
Danielle and I grew up in Laguna. We went to all the schools here, Top of the World, Thurston, Laguna Beach High.
Yep.
We were in it to win it.
We're in it.
So we're fully immersed in the community, too, so... thanks for calling in, bud.
You're welcome. I'll pledge $50.
Thanks.
Wow, there we go.
You know where to find me.
All right, I got you covered.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, thank have you. Fun.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right, thank you, Danielle. So, but like I was saying, Jessica, why don't you just tell us a little bit about the shop and what's going on and stuff like that.
Shop.
What is the shop?
The shop is a women's boutique in town that I opened 3.5 years ago, and it's three doors up from Laguna Surf and Sport, and we are just for that, free-spirited, fashionable beach girl. I grew up in town, so I wanted to, you know, have a store that represented the community and carry brands that I loved and that I wore and have it not be super high priced. I've got like surf brands in there, and then it goes all the way up to some, you know, nice higher priced things as well. We have a good time at the shop.
You do have a good time at
the shop. Yeah, we have a event coming up for Art Walk on August 4th with a brand. They're actually pretty local too. They're in Sunset Beach or Seal Beach, one of the two, Cleobella. And they make amazing leather goods and beautiful clothes, and just started making baby stuff too. So we'll be having an event with them from, I believe, 5 to 8 on Art Walk night. We've got wine and beer and all the goodies that go with a fun Art Walk night.
Art Walk night is always fun. I remember the first time I was working the bar when you did a Cleobella event the first time, and I didn't really know what it was, and you laid all the wallets out on the table, and it looked like pigeons coming straight in for snacks, and they were gone within like 3 seconds.
Yes,
like,
they're very popular. We'll have those
that?
Again.
You just laid down.
Yeah.
So
we'll
get
have
there
those
quick
again.
Is the point.
Get there quick. They'll be gone. They're great gifts, and they're actually just great travel wallets as well. The owner of Cleobella is this really cool woman named Angela, and she's a traveling gypsy, I guess, with her husband and her family. They go to Bali and they cruise around. I kind of want her life too, but it looks pretty awesome. But she's a hardworking lady too, so we all like to support each other, the hardworking mamas.
Got to support those hardworking mamas.
Yeah.
So make sure everybody to call in and support the station, 949-715-5936. As you listen to us, go on and listen to our tunes. Remember, the only reason you're listening to all of this fun is because the station's playing it for you. So let's support it. And we're here for you. We want to talk. Call in. Go for it. Don't make that business call. Call the station, 715-5936. All right.
All right. Should I think we're going to go into my brother just launched his own solo album, and it's pretty awesome. So we're going to play his tune, Scott Hirsch. Let's hear it. Live on the radio, this is Jason and Jessica Watson from Laguna Servant Sport in the shop. Call in to 949-715-5936 to pledge and keep this local radio station rolling. We're going to ask Watto some questions over here. I don't really call him Watto, but I'm calling him that today because everybody knows him as Watto. So tell us a little bit about what just happened with Laguna Servant Sport and what's going on over there.
Let's see. Well, we just got Surf and Sport back, or whatever we're calling it. We purchased Laguna Surf and Sport. Jason Steris, born and raised in Laguna Beach, California, and Eric John, the founder of Laguna Surf and Sport, and myself, now are the proud owners of that wonderful surf shop that has been there since, well, 82 is when it first opened its doors up by Adolfo's Cantina, which I guess was a shaved ice little store. And then EJ, Eric John, EJ, we all call him EJ, moved down to the corner of Oak Street. And Jason Steris started working there. I don't know exactly what year, but he was a young man. And as I was even younger of a man when I started working there, and I actually worked for Jason and EJ. So, you know, that's the 90s right there. And I used to look up to Jason. I still do look up to Jason Steris. But at that time as a kid, I looked up to Jason Steris. He was one of the managers, one of the main men, great surfer, skimboarder, a guy talented on everything he does. And not to mention the girls were just frothing on the guy. He would work with his shirt off. it's funny. All that popped in back in my mind. But I remember a girl, bringing in some flowers. And I didn't really understand what was happening. But I later found out. And those are important things to a young man at that time in his life. But working in that surf shop was the best thing. And I stuck with it. And thanks to Eric John.
How long have you worked there?
21 years.
Yeah. And now you own the joint, so that's kind of cool.
Now I own the joint, one of the owners. But Jason moved on and became very successful at Volcom, was the CEO of Volcom. It was just funny in the sense that Surf and Sport eventually was owned by Volcom. EJ was working at Volcom with Jason, and then they both, you know, changed paths about 5 months ago, six, maybe a little longer than that, actually. Time's flying. And then the three of us grabbed the store back. So we are a tight little group. We've worked together for a long time, and we're very happy to have the store. And we are going to be just working on making that store better and stronger and more relevant in any which way we can. Tomorrow is Friday. We are having a fun little event with Catch Surf. The guys are coming down with all their soft surf boards, and we're going to join in with Mr. Sly Dog at his surf camp, which, if you haven't seen it, it's a must-see, and join it if you're a little guy or girl.
Every kid loves Sly Dog.
Everybody loves Sly Dog.
Sly
Dog was my first roommate. That was an eye-opener, 19. Wonderful time. And we'll be down at the beach with the Catch Surf guys surfing. All you guys can test drive boards, and then they'll have a stamping machine at the surf shop afterwards, so you can do some custom stamps on your board just to make your board that much cooler. Pizza and snacks, so that'll be fun. Also, a heads up, a week from now on the 5th, we're starting our big annual Super Summer Sale. All of you guys know that. You've been coming to it probably since you were little kids, so as I have been, and that'll be starting, so put that on the calendar. But yeah, it's good times at the surf shop. Summertime doesn't get any better.
Yeah. The water is like almost 80 degrees.
The water is almost 80 degrees, and we're looking forward to Brook Street contest. That's in our future still. Brandy Faber, I talk to him almost daily. We had a strong run of surf there and thought it was going to happen, but now the water's warm, and I think the hurricane season is just going to continue, and we're going to have an epic Chabasco 8-foot sideways bending. Watch out, lifeguards. You're going to have to move that flag just a little further down the beach, because Sly Dog is coming through all the way to Oak. It is nice, though, and I think that the Brook Street hasn't happened. That makes me happy, because it's still going to happen.
So I'm just going to say, if you love Laguna Surf and Sport, you should call in 949-715-5936, and you can pledge. You can also log on online if you don't want to call in and don't want to be on the radio, which is just so lame. You should call in. Hello.
Yes, please call in. Pick up that phone.
We're on the radio. It's not that hard. Call in and pledge some money if you can. Support the local station.
Yes, please. And so maybe we'll go into another song. We might just turn it up a little bit. It is Thirsty Thursday, and it's time to maybe crank it up. Let's do it. Little AC D.C.
Ooh.
Here we go.
We'll be right back.
We are back. The juices are flowing. Nothing like AC/DC to just kind of get it going. So, what's up, Jess? I wanted to.
Who are you?
What are you doing?
Oh, man. I already went into what I was doing.
You did. But you know what I was thinking about when I was thinking about surf and sport and all this stuff? I mean, I can go on forever because it's not just about a surf shop, it's about a community and just the, you know, growing up together. So,
speaking of community, you've got a phone call. Oh, sorry to interrupt you again.
Remember, let's take a phone call.
Yes, good idea. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Jess and Jason.
Oh, I'm worried I'm going to lose my job. You guys sound so good.
Laura.
Hello, hi, Laura. It's Laura Buckle.
Hi.
I want to make a pledge because you guys are just killing it today.
You're so sweet.
So, yeah, really, really good. I'm loving all your music choices and your stories, and congrats on surf and sport and all that wonderful stuff.
Thank you.
So I covered for Tyler the other day, so I'm going to pledge my wages.
Oh,
there you go.
Lovely.
Oh, wait a minute. You got paid? What are you talking about?
not yet. But whatever he's going to pay me, he's just going to give right back to the radio station because I love it.
Oh,
there you go.
That's nice. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Do you know something about Laura Buckle? Right? When I came to the US in 2000, I've been here every summer since I was 7 anyway. So I was sort of part of the, I knew the deal. Yeah. You know, you move to, it's a completely different culture, obviously, to Britain. But I knew the deal here, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go hang out with a bunch of Brits. I am buying a pickup truck and a surfboard, and I'm going to get into this California lifestyle. And I thought I was, I haven't changed my accent, obviously. That would be a douche.
That would be sacrilege. You never
want to
change that.
Yeah, can't do that. Yeah.
Right. No, didn't change my personality, but I got into the whole thing, and I thought that I'd really sunk myself into the culture. And then came Laura Buckle, who's like, you guys are killing it. What? Where are you from?
All right. You're bloody brilliant. I love you. You're great.
There you go. That's more like it.
Is that better?
Yes.
There we go.
Thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you, Laura.
Keep rocking. Bye.
You got it. All right. There we go. The pledges are coming in. Let's keep that going. Remember to call 949-715-5936. Let's keep this going.
So what were you saying?
Well, what I was going to say was, I actually don't remember what I was going to say, but
something
I'll say
about
something.
The community.
Yeah, I was definitely leading, but I was just going to mention that, you know, it is, Jessica worked at Laguna Surf and Sport too.
Phone's
ringing. Let's get to the real good stuff. Phone call.
Hi, caller. You're on the air live with Jason and Jeff. Jess, not Jeff.
Hi. Jason and Jeff.
Yeah.
Dave Vanderveen. I'm calling from Taipei. How
Dave
you guys doing?
You're calling
Dave
from Taipei?
Vanderveen. I saw those Instagram posts and I go, well, I don't think I'll be hearing from him today.
Oh, no, man. Look, there's one thing. I drop everything when it's you two and KX93.5.
Oh, that's nice. You know. What time is it there?
I know better than that.
What time is it in Taipei?
Thank you, Dave.
It's 1 a.m.
Wow.
Friday morning. Yeah, we're on it. We're day ahead.
You must be maybe some excess energy drink still running through your veins.
It's always running through the veins.
Always.
Never
stop.
The Vander veins.
The Vanderveins.
So how do we donate to the magical 93.5? What's the deal? What's the program?
We just take down your phone number, which I think Jason probably has.
I do have that.
And we'll give you a call, and then you can pledge.
Well, he is. You
so
can
ready.
Do it online,
Oh, yeah, you
too.
Are. You can do it online, too, if you want to do that.
You are international
easier.
Right now, so it might be hard to call you back.
On the line. I'll do it.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Do it on the line. And you can
we'll
just
get on the line.
You can just choose. I think you'll see our names listed, and then it just goes under our thing. But it doesn't, you know, at the end of the day, it's going
into
the
I got a question,
station.
Though.
Yeah.
I got one question.
Go for it.
When you're on the radio, is it like when you're in movies, Watto? Is it James Watson or is it Jason Watson?
That's a good question. I feel
your stage name?
I feel like I'm channeling James right now. I want to say Mallard. But I want to say Mallard. I can't figure out which way to go with it. Dave Vanderveen took myself and Sly Dog and Mr. Trisha Miller Mongo to the Sheboygan, Wisconsin. We got to surf the Great Lakes, and we had a wonderful time.
You almost drowned.
I almost drowned. I think I drank a little too much of their wonderful juice that they're growing out there, and then the next morning it was foggy and 8 feet. And for anybody that doesn't think there's real surf going on in those lakes, I did not get out on my first attempt. I walked in through the grass, and that's where I saw my first.
Blame it on the gloves, though. I'm going to blame it on the gloves.
They were too buoyant.
Yeah. Dude.
They were not buoyant.
They were buoyant. Yeah. And it was like keeping my hands from going in and the headache. And then when I finally got out, of course, right, through the fog, through it all, there was...
Through the mallards. Yeah.
Mallards.
All going on.
The famous Sly Dog was standing in a barrel on,
Lake Michigan.
Freshwater. Yeah.
It looked like...
Keeping it...
Looking like what he does in Tavarua right there on the lake. And I'll never forget that image. Stephen Chu, Sly Dog, standing in a barrel, Lake Michigan. That will never, ever go away. Thank you, Dave.
That was amazing. Right on.
Thanks for calling
in. Keep it real.
Say hi to Taipei.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Yeah. Right,
bye. Another call.
And we have another call. Ding, ding, ding.
Hello. This is Elvis, baby, calling in here to say I want to play a bridge. Thank you very much.
All right, Elvis. Good to hear from you.
Elvis is back.
Thank you very much.
Just want to say, my favorite story. I just play some Hound Dog, Lee. I got Hound Dog going.
I love it.
My blue suede shoes are rotten here. I've been dead so long. But I'm coming back. I'm making a comeback. The circle. I'm coming in with it. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to go join the Beach Boys. That's how good things are over there.
Okay.
Ooh, I like. You know what? You're right on, Elvis. You should get back. Cowabunga from Down Under. Get in here.
Get back. That's a Beatles song, isn't it? That's a Beatles song.
I think get so. Back. I was thinking of that.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Feel free to make a pledge, Elvis.
All right.
We have another caller.
Bye, yeah. Elvis. Okay, see ya.
I think we have John Lennon on line one. Hang on.
Okay, John Lennon, line one.
Hi, caller. You're on the air live with Jess and Jason.
Hello, caller.
Hello, Jessica and Jason Watson.
Yes.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, it's Helen.
Well, yes, Helen. Good morning.
What's up, Helen?
What's going on, guys? You sounding great. You got it together.
Yeah, are we killing it or what?
We're starting our own station.
We're starting our own. We're branching off.
Not our own station, our own show.
Our own show, the Jessica and Jason, the Watson show.
The J.J. Watt show.
J.J. Watt.
What's on?
What's on with the Watsons.
What's on? Yeah.
What's on this week
I'm writing that down.
All
so,
right.
Listen, Tyler's standing outside. He's got this. He's pointing at his watch.
Oh.
Non-existent watch.
Think he has a schedule to keep here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
Helen.
Last caller. Just wanted to say love you guys and super excited to be supporting the local radio station.
Cool. Thanks,
awesome.
Helen.
Awesome. Helen, are you interested in making a pledge today?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Well, I thought so, but I just thought I'd throw it out there. go ahead and just let us know how much you're thinking, and then we will call you back. We have your phone number, and you can then.
All right, perfect.
So,
thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll talk to you guys soon then.
Okay.
Sounds good.
$1 million, you're on the hook.
There you go. Thanks, Helen. $1 million.
Thank you, Helen.
Great. All right, we're going to play the last song of you guys.
All right, what do we want to play? Our last tune?
Yeah, what do you want it to be?
That's a good question.
You have a good list here.
I know.
Van Morrison, Sade,
or should we play
Eagles, Steely Dan, Jimi Hendrix.
Should we do one more? The
Reggae Mellitus?
This is a disease I got a long time ago. Peter Tosh, Reggae Mellitus.
Hey, thanks.
It doesn't hurt. It feels good.
Let's see if this plays. I think it might be an M4.
We might have to switch.
We can switch.
All right, we're going to try it.
We're going to give it a go.
Oh, no, it's not doing it.
Okay. Right,
it needs a password. And
we'll go with Steely Dan.
Let's do a little Steely Dan. And this song was On the Beach. eating fresh papaya in Zihuatanejo, Jessica and Jason, 2000
something.
Something.
You guys have been awesome. We have another caller, but we'll take them off the air. All right.
All right.
Okay, thank Jason
you. Jason, Jessica, Laguna Surf and Sport, and the shop.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Jason.
Takeover. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Become one of salads and sun. Only a fool would say that. A boy with a plan, a natural man, wearing a white Stetson hat. On hand that got be gone, there's no one to fire upon. If he's holding it high, he's telling a lie. I heard it was you talking about a world where all is free. It just couldn't be, and only a fool would say that. The man in the street, dragging his feet, don't wanna hear the bad news. Imagine your face there in his place, standing inside his brown shoes. Talking about a world where all is free. It just couldn't be, and only a fool would say that. Anybody on the street has murder in his eyes. You feel no pain, and you're younger than
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
On the hour throughout the day, this is your Laguna Beach News brought to you by McKenna European Auto Group. 11th grade students at Laguna Beach High School continue to report higher alcohol and drug use than their peers in three nearby school districts, according to results of the biannual Healthy Kids Survey released this week. Results show that in the 2014-2015 survey, 76% said they had used drugs and alcohol compared to 71% in 2012. In other news, it has been announced that Solana Steak Tavern has received its first Wine Spectator Restaurant Award, an award of excellence for 2016. The award will appear on the magazine's website and will be in the August 31st print issue of Wine Spectator's 2016 Dining Guide. And that's your local news for today. I'm Lindsay Page.
Over yonder, what do you see? The sun is